This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Friday!
Today's Friday, right?
Yeah, today is Friday. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday.
It's like a doomsday today.
Yeah, nah, it's Friday. How you doing, Yee?
I'm good. Today's inauguration day. I've been keeping up with everything that's going. How could you not?
Well, how could I not?
How could you not?
I just want to ignore Donald Trump for the next 4 years.
Right,
I really don't want to speak to him. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to go hear or read about his inauguration.
You got to pay attention to everything that's going on so you're aware.
Well, you'll fill me in. You'll give me all the details.
Absolutely.
Just give me all the bullet points.
I'm actually going to the Women's March in D.C. tomorrow.
I might go by there. I have to do a show at Onyx in Philly, and I think the whole crew might stop through there as well.
There were a lot of protests all throughout the country.
I seen that. They were protesting everywhere.
Yesterday.
Burning shirts, burning... they were burning everything. I mean... Gosh.
Even in New York City, there were 25,000 people.
Yeah, I know.
Outside protesting. And we'll have some of those highlights for you this morning. I watched part 3 of the New Edition.
Me too.
Series yesterday.
Yo, my family, you know, last weekend, my family was pissed off at me because of Monopoly. Like, Monopoly really divided our family.
Can I ask a question before you continue? Who is on your, there's a person on your hat.
The Stack Bundles.
Oh, it is?
Stack Bundles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell who it was.
No, Stack Bundle. So that was last week. So I got everybody back together. We watched the New Edition, the first part. They didn't watch the second part because, you know, everybody was tired. They had schoolwork. So I watched the second part. They were mad that
well,
I watched the second part without
that's
them.
That's really rude.
I mean, I'm sorry. But
if
then,
you start watching a series with your family, you don't go and watch part of it without them. That is actually disgusting of you.
I tried to lie at first. I was like, only watched a little bit, but then like it was halfway through. I'm like, shh, watch this, guys, watch this. And they're like, Dad, I thought you only watched 5 minutes.
So, wow.
So then we watched the second part, and then we watched the third part.
That's so annoying. And you're the type of person to talk all throughout it and let everybody know you've seen this part.
Absolutely. So shout to BET. Shout to everybody that had to do with that movie or that trilogy, whatever they call it, biopic, whatever they want to call it. It was amazing. It was dope. I hit Tank yesterday because Tank is in it.
Yeah, Tank did a great job.
Tank was like, did you really like it? I said, Tank, I hated you in the movie, so I loved it. Tank was like, great. So, I mean, it was a great movie.
Lala's
I'm excited
in it.
About it. Lala's in it. Lala played an amazing job.
She played an amazing job.
Well, she did an amazing job. What's her name? Frida Gatz?
Yes, Breezy.
Breezy was in it. She did good. It was just a good, good flick. It was uplifting.
We are going to have...
It was dope, man.
We'll have some of the cast, like all the New Edition cast members.
I only wanted to see
on
one thing.
What?
One thing, and I wish they would change one thing. At the very end...
Envy, are you really going to give away the very end? Because no one else has seen it yet. It doesn't come out till the 20... Just calm down.
It happened.
All right, well, just calm down.
No, just
because there's people that don't even young kids that have don't
no,
know.
No,
about,
just, I'm not gonna give nothing away. I'm just gonna say that when
hit,
they when
at the
they,
very end.
No.
At the
when they
very,
performed,
very
they,
end,
because they performed. No, no. When they performed,
don't say that. Our white camera guy said everyone died.
No. When they performed,
definitely not.
I would have loved to see it go in from the actual actors to the original.
You know what?
Real,
that's so crazy. We said the same exact.
That's the
thing.
Only thing I wanted. I wanted to see the real New Edition.
Well, thanks for giving it away. Now nobody has to see it. Good job, Envy.
I'm going to give nothing away. What up,
Charlamagne?
You just
gave away the very end of the movie.
There was no very end of the movie.
You
it's
just
a
said
biopic.
At the very end.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what time y'all start?
On time.
On time?
Oh, all right.
3 minutes ago.
Okay.
Welcome to the party.
Damn, my bad.
Yeah,
y'all starting 6:05 today.
Donald Trump's he's inauguration about to happen today, and you
don't
care.
Thanks
for showing
what
up.
What I got to do with me?
I don't know what you was doing.
I don't care about no Trump inauguration.
Or maybe
God
you got,
bless everybody.
Or maybe you was in traffic because El Chapo's in town.
I heard about El Chapo being in town.
He was extradited.
Yeah, we'll talk about all that front page news. Don't go anywhere. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's
Let's
happening?
Some front page news. Now, Donald Trump, his inauguration day for him today.
Yes, and let me give you some more details on exactly what that means. And Inauguration, that's when there's a transfer of power from our last president, who is President Barack Obama, to the new president, Donald Trump. And that's going to happen at noon. As you know, there's all kinds of events that center around this. And a lot of people are upset about many different things. Amongst those things, of course, the fact that there is not one Hispanic person in Trump's cabinet. That has not happened in decades. Now, Republican strategist Anna Navarro says she's disappointed about that. She said, I do not accept that there's not one qualified Hispanic that can be in his cabinet. It's so important for little boys and girls who are Latinos, who are African Americans, to look up to people who are in these positions and who have this platform and this pulpit. I think it's important for communities to feel represented and that they have a seat at the table.
I wonder how many other cabinets, how many were in other cabinets prior to this? Like, yep. I wonder how many were in Barack's, how many were in, Bush's.
I don't know the numbers, but it's never been none. It hasn't been none in decades. Mm. So to not be represented at all in any way. And 25,000 people were in New York City marching. There's marches organized in a lot of major cities across the country. And in New York City, Alec Baldwin is one of the people who spoke.
I just want to say I've been standing out here in the freezing cold for a long time. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to pee. But I'm holding it in. I'm not going to pee. I'm going to a function at the Russian consulate tonight. I'm going to hold it until I get there. And then when I get to the Russian consulate, I'm going to have a really, really long pee.
Now, Robert De Niro was...
What did I miss? What was the point of that?
And Robert De Niro was outside as well. He said, we Americans, we patriots, will stand united for our rights and the rights of our fellow citizens. And he said that he hopes the demonstration inspires New Yorkers to hold their local and state representatives accountable if they don't stand up to Trump's proposed policies on the environment, immigration, and health care.
That is true. We need to be focusing on the next local election, wherever you are right now. You should be focusing on your local election.
Absolutely. And also, lastly, the plug is in town. The plug is in town.
Now, the timing for this, and when I say this, I mean that El Chapo has been extradited. He is going to be in court today in Brooklyn. He's going to stand trial at a later date. But they have all kinds of strict measures in place around the jail where he's going to be held. Now, the timing for this, Mexican authorities did want to turn him over before the inauguration today of Donald Trump.
Why? What's the difference?
What's the rush for?
I don't know. I mean, Mexico's upset with Trump's campaign about demanding that they pay for building a wall here in the United States. So
it's like, here, you can have them. Take them.
Mm-hmm. They just wanted to make sure that this happens before.
Y'all really down about Trump's inauguration, though?
I am down about it.
Why?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know. It just feels like the end of an era, and it also feels disappointing that so many people in the United States are supporting somebody. And then to see that we're so divided, too. There's a lot of people who aren't showing up at all to the inauguration. And the fact that somebody could...
Well, you know, it was a lot of division when Barack Obama became president, too. We just didn't notice
it.
We just didn't notice
it
because that was the person we voted for.
Undercover racists out there. Now they're just showing their face. They're showing their absolute face. And I don't care about Donald Trump. I'm upset that Barack and Michelle are leaving office.
Just the fact that somebody with no political experience at all, period...
Well, guess what?
...could be president of the United States. I'll actually be at the Women's March tomorrow in D.C.
Well, guess what is happening?
It is happening.
Ready or not, here it comes.
But I can still feel a little down about it.
I believe in God, so I don't give a damn.
And that's why we have Tell Them Why You Mad. You can call up
and tell
the people why you're upset
or
mad.
All right, I'm going to go call up.
800-585-1051. If you're upset or mad or need to vent a little bit, phone lines are wide open. We'll put you live on the air. 800-585-1051. Now, also, Cardi B will be here this morning.
Yes, she will.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh, man. This show this morning is full of... Three of my favorite people. Name the third one.
And T.K. Kirkland.
My OG T.K. Kirkland,
you're
my corporate thug motivated Gary
V. No games.
And my baby girl, Cardi B.
Yeah, we got a lot going on today, so stay with us. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Baba. I live in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jack and Kill, Florida. What's happening?
I have no idea what she said.
He said this is Alibaba.
Oh. How are you today?
Hello,
good,
how are you, sir?
What's your name?
My name is Bubba.
Bubba.
Like Alibaba. Like Alibaba.
Oh, okay.
Or Alibaba.
You're right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Alibaba. Tell me what I'm mad.
So I'm very mad because I serve this country, okay? I'm a refugee, and a Muslim from Africa. And I am in the military now, and I cannot believe I come to this country, and everybody in this country, they don't listen, and they don't care about each other. And we have a president like Trump now. And like people like me, we come here, and we sacrifice our life, but nobody cares. I don't understand.
Well, let's say some people. Let's not generalize all Americans based off the few that you've met.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sorry, yeah. I'm very mad. I drink my coffee, so I'm very energized right now.
Okay, well,
got you.
Thank you for calling it, and thank you for serving our country.
But Trump is president.
Thank you.
But don't judge all of America for that, because I didn't vote for him.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Marcus with a K. What's up, Andy?
Marcus with a K.
What's up, Marcus?
Bro? Tell him why you mad.
What up, Carcus?
Yo, you know why I'm mad? Because Angela wants to watch the inauguration.
You said I want to watch it.
Yeah, you're going to be paying attention to it. Don't even watch it.
I'm not even going to be home when it comes on.
Well, good.
I'm just giving information for people so they know what time it's happening.
Why watch it on YouTube?
Because he'll get ratings if we watch it on regular TV.
He'll get ratings if you watch it on YouTube, too, sir. If you watch it on YouTube, you're contributing to a view. You think they're not going to take a tally of that? You think Donald Trump's not going to say, I had 50 million viewers on television and another billion on the internet? Yes.
I might as well just put it on YouTube, then.
Get your money off it.
Thank you, Carcus.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with watching the inauguration, by the way.
Hello, who's this?
There's nothing wrong with being aware of what's going on in your country.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Justice, man, from Far Rockaway.
Justice from Queens. Tell him why you mad. I got on a Stack Bundles hat on now, too.
Yo, good looking, G's. Far Rockaway. Good luck in Queens, love, baby. I'm upset because there have been 30 deaths in New York City on a construction site, and we have yet to get any media outrage, any media cry. If there were any deaths in any other profession, we would have had an outcry. Two cab drivers would have got shot. We would have been crying.
Oh, so 30 construction workers got shot?
No.
They died on the job.
Like how though? It's all about the deaths, sir. How did they die?
Well, from inadequate safety training.
Cranes not strapped on.
Actually, that happened right down the block from our job not too long ago.
You know, my man.
We had contractors, developers forcing these guys. 80% of these guys have been Latinos, immigrants,
where they've
been forced to do jobs, and minorities. And forced to do jobs, and I'm upset about that. I'm angry about that.
They need some better engineers, because that's the engineer's job. Like, that was my manager's job before he was managing me. He was actually an engineer, and he would have to go to these sites and make sure that all the equipment was safe so people can actually work, and then he would have to sign off on it. But I guess these engineers are not doing their jobs anymore.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't want June doing that.
Huh?
You talking about June?
I don't think I would want him to do that.
There's nothing about June that says I'm that type of micromanaging type person.
Well, yeah, that's what he was.
June seems like he'll just stroll up.
He got his
degree. Yeah,
everything looks good.
Oh, you good? I see you. No doubt.
Right?
He's never had a problem with any of his sites.
It sounds like luck.
Then there was none. Luck. It was a professional. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sharday
from
Dallas.
Sharday, tell him why you mad.
Well, first of all, I'm upset because I've called here 3 times this week, and I've gotten through, but I don't have the guts to ask Charlamagne to follow me on Instagram. So
I'm mad that you got through 3 times. It makes us feel very
unpopular. And that's all you wanted?
Well, and I want to tell y'all how disappointed I am, just because I'm a veteran, too, and this day is really sad, and I'm just sad about just the state of this country and how just we are as a people. I'm really upset about that. But
what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Charlamagne. No, Charmaine. Like Charlemagne, but Charmaine.
Uh-huh.
_ 0890.
All right.
Zero, like the number?
Yes, 0890.
You should
see it. Charmaine.
No,
ain't no
S. Oh, C-H-R.
You can't spell your name, Charmaine.
Charmaine _90. Let me see what you working with, even though I'm married. Just got to keep the blood going. What is it, 0890?
Yeah, I got to ask you, though, because my page is private.
Okay.
Well, you should follow.
Oh, you from Dallas, so you're a Cowboy fan.
I'm the one that called in a few days ago, got y'all riled up about the Cowboys.
Got you.
Was that after you guys lost?
Shut up. We beat y'all. I mean, y'all didn't even make it.
Slow
that down. Goodbye.
That's not true.
Charmaine. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm saying we're sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
That's what Donald Trump should come out to. Sorry, I ain't sorry.
Well, I saw him.
45th president.
I saw him singing along yesterday during his.
What was he singing?
It was a Make America Great Again concert.
His security looked like he didn't want to work for him.
I just saw it, actually. I think I was looking at Baller Alert, and they had posted up just a little clip. It's actually funny looking, mm-hmm. if you take a look at it. But I didn't want to take time away from telling why you mad this morning. I just want to say what I'm mad about.
Go.
So every morning I come in here and I get some tea. That's how I wake up in the morning. I have this ginger peach green tea.
Okay.
That I enjoy, and it helps just get my day started.
Get the blood flowing.
But for some reason, we never have cups up here. It's every single day. We don't even have just the basic supplies so I can make tea. So that's just what I'm at.
Would you like to use my New York Giants mug?
No.
Oh, I gave you an option. Well, today we got an action-packed show. Cardi B will be joining us.
Cardi B, she got a mixtape out today.
Yeah, she has a mixtape out.
Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 2.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Say his name right.
Okay? I usually call him Gary V.
That's the ratchetness.
That's what everyone calls him.
Cardi's the ratchetness. Gary's the righteousness. But then also, Cardi can be righteous at times, and Gary can be ratchet at times. So that's a good balance.
And then also, comedian T.K. Kirkland.
My OG T.K. He's got a podcast starting Monday.
And he's also going to be in Detroit on Saturday doing the show. We'll tell you all about
He'll be at the music hall.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get the show cracking. Rumors, what are we talking about?
Well, somebody just came out of the closet, and we'll tell you what he had to say on Twitter. I don't know if this is necessarily breaking news, because I think we had some type of feeling that...
But didn't he say he wanted to do something to Charlamagne? Like he wanted to eat Charlamagne up?
I don't know, but we'll discuss that.
I don't care about people that we been know is gay making announcements about it. All right?
Breaking news.
All right, who gives a damn?
We'll get to it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's a Friday. The weekend is here.
Yes, it is.
Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk about a rapper that came out the closet.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, early in the morning this morning, I Love McConan came out of the closet. He was tweeting. He said, someone said to me next time they see me, they was going to F me. I said, next time I see me, I'm going to love me up. I guess somebody was threatening him.
Does McConan know that closet door been wide open for all of us to see?
Can I finish?
Jesus Christ.
Then he said, as a fashion icon, I can't tell you about everybody else's closet. I can only tell you about mine. And it's time I've come out. And since y'all love breaking news, here's some old news to break. I'm gay. And now I've told you about my life. Maybe you can go live yours.
And other we already knew that news. LeBron James just announced he's tall. Bill Gates just announced he's rich. And Gucci Mane just announced he got felonies. What else you want to tell us that
well,
we already knew, McConan?
Now, randomly enough, okay, there is somebody that McConan says has had a crush on him for quite some time now.
Now, I knew this for a while.
Yeah, so apparently maybe this is something that could happen in the future now that he's come out of the closet. Here is McConan talking about a man who's had a crush on him for quite some time.
Charlamagne, the bleaching guy, called you a lesbian. Charlamagne got a crush on me. He do. All them dark-skinned boys be having a crush on me. It's crazy like that. Charlamagne got a crush on me. Ooh. Tell Charlie call my phone, check my periscopes one time. I wish Charlie would call me up to that Breakfast Club. They scared. They scared because they know I got the mouth of the South. And I'll be talking that shit right back. He don't want to get shut down on his own show.
Whoa, he know he got the mouth of the South.
The mouth of the South.
First of all, McConan.
And you had a crush on him?
I would never have a crush on McConan because I don't like angry gay men. I like happy gay men.
He doesn't seem angry.
No, he's a mean old gay man. Just mean. That's what he is. That's what McConan is.
All right, well, I think that you guys would be a cute couple and, you know.
I'm married. Sorry.
Okay. But if you wasn't, you'd
maybe
nah.
take it awful.
I like, you and your wife enjoy
I like rich gay men.
Mm.
Yes. All that's right. what I like.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
could be cute.
No. McCone is broke. That's why he's coming out as gay. He's coming out as gay because he don't got no other choice now at this point. He's like, look, I'm broke. I don't got nothing popping with my career. I'm gay. And guess what? We still won't care, McCone.
Charlamagne got a crush on me.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a song. I'm not gonna lie. McConan is talented, and he just randomly came up with a nice little tune.
Play it again.
Charlamagne got a crush on me.
Ooh.
Charlamagne got a crush on me.
Oh.
Charlamagne got a crush on me. All them dark skinned boys. Be a crush on me. I got the mouth of the South. Charlamagne got a crush on me. Ooh.
Oh, we had something.
Drop one of Clue's bombs.
Let's get
for McConan. Damn it.
Let's
something.
Get this song together.
Charlamagne got a crush.
This
on
is gonna
me.
Be the new Friday
Charlamagne
song.
Charlamagne got a crush on me. Charlamagne got a crush on me.
But by the way, McConan, by the way, I'm happy that you're living your truth now, but nobody's still gonna care. Okay? You still ain't gonna happen for you career-wise. All right?
So you don't have a crush on McConan?
No, I don't.
All right, I just want to clarify that this is a rumor report.
Okay.
All right, now, Tyron Woodley. You know Tyron Woodley?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, he's a UFC fighter, and he's the UFC welterweight champion. He's from Ferguson. And he's saying one problem with the UFC is that it's somewhat racist. Now, he says that this is a great time for the UFC with Floyd Mayweather Jr., the biggest black star in combat sports in this generation, having retired. There's no successor right now that's ready to take his place. He says, I think I'm the only African-American fighter on the roster who can capture the market. And he said, most people in the community think that mixed martial arts artists are a bunch of crazy white guys kicking on each other. They sprinkle in a few brothers. That's their thought. They don't see it as a karate, wrestling, jujitsu, taekwondo. They don't see it as a beautiful art with so many martial arts combined in them.
You never heard of John Bon Jones? John Bones Jones?
Bones Jones.
The Bones Jones?
Okay, you messed it all up.
Didn't we have Bones up here?
We did.
What's the other dude Bones fought that time?
Well, he wants to know why black fighters like Demetrius Johnson, who is the UFC flyweight champion since 2012, and largely considered the best pound-for-pound fighter in the sport, has not broken through like Conor McGregor has, like Ronda Rousey has. And he's saying, why isn't he getting the endorsements? Why isn't he making the most money? What's the difference? If he's so great and he's been the champ since 2012, why isn't he getting the same endorsements? Well, so he's just saying that sport needs to catch up. And right now they have the opportunity to capture an African-American market.
Well, I knew Bones Jones before all of them. I knew Daniel. Daniel, what's his last name? Daniel Cormier. Mm. Yeah, I knew all of them before I knew some damn Conor McGregor.
Now I know Bones Jones. He was, I thought, one of the biggest ones.
Absolutely. I started watching UFC because of guys like that.
Mm.
Not because of no.
Well, he's saying that they sprinkle in a few brothers and so people don't pay as much attention. And he said that he said, I'm by far the worst treated champion in the history of the UFC. Blatant fact.
And you can't help who people gravitate towards, because people gravitated toward Ronda Rousey, but she's clearly not the best fighter. She ain't got her ass kicked twice by Holly Holmes and the Amanda chick.
I guess he feels like women
aren't gravitating towards those two.
I guess he feels like they're not pushing certain fighters.
I don't really watch UFC, but I don't think there's no flair to him. I mean, Bone Jones, I don't watch UFC, but you knew who he was.
Absolutely.
He was out and about. I would see him. I really don't know who he is. I've seen this guy out before, but I don't know his name.
All right, well, I'm just telling you his thoughts
okay.
on the UFC. And speaking of Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather said, before you ask for $25 million, be worth more than $25 million. You have the two and the five right, but you meant to say $2.5 million, not $25 million. And that is because Dana White has offered Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather $25 million plus a negotiated pay-per-view revenue split to fight. Mayweather is saying that is nowhere near enough money because Conor McGregor's not even worth $25 million. So that's his thoughts.
Floyd posted it last night. His net worth was worth $2.5 million.
But that's not really his net worth, by the way. If you even search, according to Forbes, Conor McGregor made $22 million last year alone. So that number's not accurate either. Floyd's worth way more than him, he's not worth $2.5 million.
Gotcha.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank
Charlamagne
you,
Charlamagne got a crush on me. Ooh, ooh.
No, I don't. I like McConan.
Oh.
Charlamagne got a crush on me.
Oh. Charlamagne got a crush on me.
Get it, Conan.
All them dark skinned boys.
Have a crush
on me. That's the first time y'all played anything from McConan on the radio since Tuesday. Let's be clear on that.
McConan got a popping song with Santi Go, Who Be Loving Me. That's my song, and I was playing that over and over again.
When did that come out?
And we actually used to play the video too on Revolt.
Yeah, but you never played his verse. You just played Santi Go's part.
I don't play.
That's when you know your record is trash. All right.
You just play Santi Go's
when DJs
part.
Don't play your part but play the feature on
That's
it.
Not
oh my
true.
God. That is a fact. Okay. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to listen to it right now.
Charlamagne got a crush on me. All right, when we come back, Cardi B will be joining us from Love & Hip Hop. That was RiRi with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
One of my favorite ladies.
Hey. Straight
to the room. Cardi B.
Hey,
you guys doing? You look like you're about to perform somewhere.
Oh, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's going to see this video, so I got to look nice.
She got the girls out.
She got the twins out.
now, how's my Cardi been adjusting to fame? Because you've only gotten more popping since the last time we seen you.
I'm getting, I I'm not completely adjusted. Like, you know when people say you gotta have thick skin. Mm-hmm. I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still tender.
You should be there.
But you have set the bar really high for a lot of people now, because obviously you have music coming out. People are like, okay, I really like her music. Then we see you're gonna be on Being Mary Jane. You know, we see all kinds of deals. We see you sitting down with Lee Daniels, all kind of people.
Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm. I was a little jealous. I was like, damn, what the? Can she introduce me? But you have to feel like I've set the bar really high and be proud of yourself for everything that you've accomplished.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people make me feel like it's not enough. And then sometimes I be thinking to myself, like, damn, it's not enough. But then it's like, I'm bugging. I was just in the strip club. Like, right.
Who cares? Like, not enough. Who are those people that make you feel like it's not enough? People that's doing less than you?
Yeah.
Well, you don't find that a little crazy? They're not even doing what you're doing, but they're going to tell you?
Yeah.
Not enough?
Sometimes I even myself feel like I'm not enough. Like, sometimes I just feel like I'm not enough. I guess it's like people sometimes just, like, don't ever feel, like, satisfied. But then I'd be like, wait a minute. Right. I'm tripping. I remember.
What do you mean,
at?
Though? Like, you mean, like, as far as money? Or you feel like you're not doing enough for your people? Like, what do you mean when you say not enough?
You know, you can never have enough money.
Right, that's but you're name. Still upgrading. I think the goal is every year you do more and make more money. It doesn't all happen at once. You got to just build it, keep building.
And, like, a certain type of respect. Like, I want a certain type of respect. Like,
respect on your name.
Yeah, I want some respect on my name. Sprinkle some respect on my name. You know what I'm saying?
Like respect, like what?
Like, it's like I really be busting my ass, and I feel like people just think it's kind of easy for me, and it's like no, like
you work.
I work, and it's just like I'm really tired of people trying to like. A lot of people say it's like oh, like you know when people be saying certain things like oh, you be sucking and effing to get where I'm at. And it's just like. You think I f***ed Mona Scott? Like,
I mean, you were popping before Mona, though. You were popping before
Mona.
Yeah,
and it's, like, and I got popping because, like, you know, my Instagram followers, like, you used to tell me I fucked a million people to follow me.
Plus, you always had a boyfriend, that jail boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
he seemed like he'd been causing you trouble lately, though. Right. Like, huh? He seemed like he's not too happy with your current success.
Oh. They're not together, but it's...
Y'all broke up.
He got a new girlfriend already?
No.
He's in jail. Is he out?
It happens.
Nah, it's not that. We just really good friends, though.
Okay. What happened, Cardi, now? Because you seem like a very loyal person. What made you be like, I can't be your girl no more?
I am very loyal, and I'm still very, like, loyal now. Like, it's like, we're going to have always the same opposition. Mm-hmm. If you don't like him, like, don't like me neither. But the thing is that it's just like, I know he's not convenient for me. Like, I know that he's not.
You need dick on demand.
It's not even about dick. It's just like, I know that, like, he's just, his attitude, like, we're both the same, and it's just like, it's never gonna work.
Mm-hmm. He was writing you crazy letters from jail, too, and saying crazy stuff to you.
Yeah, and.
What do you keep peeking at, Cardi? You making me paranoid. You keep peeking out there like something.
I keep peeking
at. What are you peeking at?
What's something about right here?
Yeah, I'm like, what's she you got a warrant?
I'm trying to fly everywhere, baby.
Now, what made you get your teeth fixed?
Let's see the teeth.
Jeez.
There you go.
I even smile when I'm mad.
That's when I knew you were smart. Because a lot of people get money and they go buy big cars and jewelry and all kind of stuff. You went and got your teeth fixed.
But you know what? It's not even because of the money, because I've been had dentists that offered to do it for free. Like, from even when I was like, had like 500,000 followers. Like, I already had people that was offering to do it for free. And I just felt like, nope. I'm good because I'm bagging every guy that I like. Now, if it was a problem, I wouldn't get these type of guys that I'm bagging. Like, you know what I'm saying? But after a while, it's just like, I know I'm going to be more and more on TV.
Right.
And I know they don't look right. And then I did get a little tired. I felt like I was getting bullied. Mm-hmm. And I'm the type of person, too, like, I'm a Libra that I like to be like, aha, what you going to say about me now?
Right.
And it's like, what can people say about me now?
You can't get caught up in that, though, because they'll start clowning you about something else, and you're like, I'm going to get this guy.
They'll find something else. They was talking about that bathtub.
Yeah.
That turned into a big deal on social media for some reason.
If you don't know, she shot a scene in the bathtub, and the towels look kind of filthy. That's what people were saying.
The towel wasn't really filthy. It was like one of those, they put me like in an Airbnb.
Cardi,
like,
the towels was filthy.
No, there really wasn't. There really wasn't. No, I swear to God, it was like one of those apartments that they try to make it look very New York scenery style. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really care because I was just trying to do the scene and get out of there. Like, I got to do a scene, got to get out of here. And it's like, I'm going to get paid for the scene. A lot of people is like, I still wouldn't do it for no money they put me. It's like, well, you take a shower every day for free in your crib, right? Don't tell me you ain't going to do it like
No, you got your sister involved.
Hennessy. Mm-hmm.
Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, is it true
she
your name?
She getting bookings and everything, too. That's dope.
Is it true your full name is Bacardi and hers
my
is Hennessy?
My name is not Bacardi. My name is okay. My name is Belcalis, but her name is Hennessy.
Your mom named her Hennessy.
Yeah, well, my dad named her Hennessy.
Okay.
After the drink?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, he did. He did. There's a whole story behind
it. What's the story, please?
Oh, we'll get there.
You got time, Cardi. You're here. You home. You with family. Go ahead.
I love you, Sherry. Like, my mom was giving birth, and my dad was in the party, and they, like, he called her, right? And she was like, I'm giving birth, and she's out of here. And then she was going to name her Carolina. He was like, no, that's boring. Name her Hennessy, my favorite drink, and I'm drinking Hennessy right now.
Wow.
And she named her Hennessy.
Did he come to the hospital?
Yeah, he did. Okay. He did. Because back in the day, my dad used to be like a musician. He used to manage musicians.
Right.
So it was like part of his job.
Well, good thing he wasn't drinking Wild Turkey or
nothing. Nah, he was like, that's his favorite drink, and he named the Hennessy.
And your name is what?
My name is Belcalis.
Belcalis.
And where you get Cardi from there?
A lot of people call me Cardi because my sister's name is Hennessy, and people just call me Cardi.
It's a nickname.
Wow. Yeah.
What's Belcalis mean?
And my dad just made that up.
Wow. He made it up when he was drunk.
Dominican people, they always want to make something up. They always want to make you sound exotic, but it's like you sound Belcalis.
All right, we got more with Cardi B when we come back. We'll find out if she's returning to Love and Hip Hop. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Could you let me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.
That was 50 Cent with 21 Questions. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Cardi B in the building. Now, Yee?
No more Love and Hip Hop for you.
Yeah.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really? Why?
Yeah. Because I'm just so busy right now, and it's just like, it wouldn't be fair that, like, I'm so busy that I can't even film. So it's like, what is the point of doing it? And I don't ever want to...
Let them film you being busy. Or they don't want to do
that. It doesn't work
it's
like
just
that.
And I just have so much things on the table right now that it's just like...
You didn't want to do it last time, though. It seemed like you were kind of forced. The last time you were up here, you was like, I don't want to do it. And then we happened to see you on the next season.
Yeah, because it's like, I kind of don't want to do it because it's like, I know it's going to be some drama. And it's like... I always have drama in my life. You know, right. I'm dramatic. But, like, that extra drama is, like, just too extra. And I'm just moving on to more things. Like, and I'm focused on my music so heavy right now.
I feel like you enjoy fighting every now and then. I feel like it's a stress reliever for you. I watch you on the show. I feel like you want to get some things popping every now and then. Like, even when I see you on Twitter or Instagram, you always, like, you want somebody to try you just a little bit.
I don't want to get tried. I don't want to fight all the time. Like, nobody likes to fight. Nobody be like, I love fighting. What's good? Nobody likes that. I just sometimes it's like, oh, you think I'm, because I'm funny, huh? I got to heal you. But then it's just like, I got to calm down because it's like, oh, my God, I could go broke if I do the wrong move.
There you go.
Now, we were playing some snippets from your new mixtape,
mm-hmm.
Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 2.
Yeah.
And Charlamagne, show the dance that you do to Cardi B's music, because he was like, you got to dance like this when you...
Oh, no, because girls always make that face and they be like...
I was like, what are you doing? He was like, that's the face you got to make to this.
Now, do you still enjoy McDonald's breakfast? Or are you fancy now?
Oh, my God. Today, I ate a bacon, egg, and cheese, but from Starbucks. So, I guess I'm moving on up, guys. I'm moving on up. You know what I'm saying?
That's the first time you had breakfast from Starbucks?
No, because you know what I'm saying? It's right up the corner of my street, but it's like, oh.
Look at you changing on us already. Huh? You used to like McDonald's breakfast. Now, you're eating Starbucks.
You know, I think my stomach changed because now that I'm eating McDonald's breakfast, it's like kind of hurting my stomach. Like,
uh-oh.
It's
just,
Are you working out? Because you look good.
I don't work out.
For real? Mm-mm. How you keeping it together?
I'm just naturally skinny.
Now, listen, you're Dominican now. That can change.
Sometimes I see it change. The thing is, like, I could gain weight, but then it comes a point that I just lose weight to the point that it's like I got to force myself to eat. It's like a, I don't know, metabolism type of stuff.
And also probably performing and stuff is kind of a workout for you, too, I'm sure, when you go to the clubs and you hop on stage and perform.
No, I don't really bust dance moves like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, I do. My body's not like before. Like, I used to have, like, six packs, and now I don't have them, and it's just like...
Do people take you serious as an artist now? Because at first, I know it was hard for you. And then you got a record on the charts that was higher than a lot of people do.
Your whole mixtape charted. Against the bitch Vaughn 1 charted.
But then you got all these offers, and then you have to feel like that's very serious if people want to invest money into
Yeah. Do the artists take you serious now?
There's the thing. Like, artists do compliment me. Like, artists do compliment me. Like, it's like, yo, I heard your mixtape, and I ain't gonna front. It was fire. But I feel like... they will feel like it's a risk to ask me to be on a song because I feel like they think because I'm not, like, on a label and because, you know, it was kind of hard for us to get our music on the radio. As an independent, it's hard to get your music on the radio.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people just don't understand that. They just think that your music is not on the radio because it's not good. No, it's just, like, you have to know how to do it, especially if you're independent. But it's just like I just let it sleep on. I'm not even gonna like try to be like, oh, I'm gonna prove myself to y'all. Watch this, watch that. I'm just gonna let the music. Y'all gonna hear it. It's gonna be good.
So I know. Speak for yourself.
Yeah,
speak
it's
for
gonna
itself.
Speak for itself. Yeah. And it's like, don't ever think that I don't have deals on my table because it's not good. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying?
I even said Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone even named you like an artist to watch.
Yeah,
which has to be an honor for you. They obviously, you know, it's Rolling Stone.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, like sometimes I get a little bit sensitive and I don't feel like I got that respect yet. But then it's like when you have people like Rolling Stone saying that I'm an artist to watch, it's like, oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. It's like who you want respect from, because I think people who understand and who get it respect it. And the people who don't respect it, they probably just hating anyway.
Well, you know what? It's hard to respect because you see Cardi, the character.
Yeah.
I love Cardi, the character.
But then when it would go in the musical form, you'd be like, is she making a mockery of it? But then when I took her to a club in Jersey one time, and the kids knew every word for word of the mixtape, not just the record she put out. And I was like, she really has something. And they were rocking.
So My baby over here freezing.
I'm cold, but I got to look good.
Do you feel like with being on reality TV, though, it makes it hard? Because I know other people have said, I have to get off of reality TV for people to take me seriously. Do you feel like it's important for you to get away from that just so you can concentrate on the music and doing bigger things?
Definitely. Because especially me, because I know for a fact my personality is so big that it could overshadow it. And it's just like, you know, my videos on Instagram is kind of like enough.
Right.
So sometimes it's almost like you always see an artist turn into an actor, but you could never see almost like an actor turn into an artist. It's kind of, well, people have done it. Like,
I'm trying to think.
It's just a little bit hard. Right. And it's like, I know it will be hard for me. So it's just like, all right, then I'm going to focus. Thought about this music right now.
Well, people don't know. People don't know that you did your own tour, that you went to. How many cities did you go to on that tour?
Like 15.
15, 20 cities sold out. People don't know that you were on the charts. So do you think, like, for this year, the XXL freshman cover, that you should be on that freshman cover this year?
I feel like I deserved it because I put out a free mixtape. And I just put out a free mixtape because I want people, like, to just hear the music. Mm-hmm. But I made money off a mixtape. Like it's like people really bought it.
That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking to Cardi B. Now, Charlamagne?
How do you feel like, you know, because I'm always defending you because I'm saying Cardi B way smarter than y'all think she is. And, you know, people think that they say things like, oh, she's dumb. But students, actual graduating from school, be quoting your quotes, putting them on their graduation caps. How that make you feel?
I feel good. I mean, I'm not going to be a person to be like, I'm smart, and I don't have to feel like I got to prove to you that I'm smart. I finished high school. I went to college. I did all of that. And if I was dumb, I wouldn't have
You went to college?
Yes.
What did you major in?
I was doing liberal arts.
Okay.
And I took Western civilization. I took political science. I took French. And I dropped out because it was just like, oh shit, I got a job.
Yeah. Right. You've been very outspoken about politics, like during the whole presidential campaign.
I'm really into presidents. Really into presidents.
Dead presidents, like money or actual presidents?
No, like okay. I be studying them. I be reading about them and everything. And, you know, I used to, like, sometimes, like, admire them. Like, I admire Franklin Delano Roosevelt so much.
Really? Why?
Yes. Well, first of all, he took us out of the Depression. He did the New Deal. The only president 4 times elected, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's just like, oh, and his wife got the same birthday as me. And now I just feel like, I used to see them so highly, and now I just feel like it's just like a mockery.
Anybody can,
like anybody can do it.
Yeah, like it's
you
kinda
said Charlemagne
can
be president.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? If you look,
I thought that's what I thought you were crazy when you put that out there.
Because there's the thing, right? If you look, well, I say that because he be doing like a lot of good points. I'd be like, oh my gosh, how didn't I thought of that? Like, that is so. It makes sense.
Thank you, Cardi.
Like, seriously, that's
it made
why.
My self-esteem
but, like,
go
if
high.
You look at presidents and their previous jobs, people be like, the mayor of Arkansas, the governor of this, this, and that. Like, the only one that don't have that is Trump. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. No political experience. Trump,
and it's just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right, he has Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of like, oh. Mm-hmm.
What other president stood out to you? You said FDR. Who else?
I heard like Theodore Roosevelt was into animals a lot. Mm-hmm. And I really like that because I love animals.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I heard that like Truman was one of like our like hardest president. Mm-hmm.
I was reading President Barack Obama is going out with a 60% approval rating, which is super high for any president. His exit as he leaves, people love him so much. I think part of that is that people don't like Trump
here,
so much.
Here, Cardi. Jesus Christ.
It's about fashion. It don't matter because you want to know something? These Hollywood bitches, they be wearing coats in the summertime. All right?
So you're going to do the opposite.
So I'm going to do the opposite. What's good? So we're going to do that.
Are you still buying the cheap outfits and expensive shoes?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. They fit good.
How much your fit that you got on now cost?
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? I think this bra cost me like $20.
From where?
Huh?
From
you
where?
You get free clothes from Fashion Nova. You don't even have to buy nothing.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to buy a couple of things that you don't get from Fashion Nova. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these pants, they from Drea.
Okay.
Drea have like a new line.
Drea Michelle.
Yeah, Drea
okay.
Michelle.
Drea, okay.
And these, I ain't going to front. I know she put some shmoney in her clothing because this fits really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks good material and everything. Mm-hmm. And her little jacket. Then I got this from a stylist from Philly, these pink lips. These are a little expensive.
It looks
what
like
kind
a
of shoes you got on? What kind of shoes?
I got some Ray Bans.
You're the best high-low shopper I know. I saw you buy that $100,000 watch.
Oh, I sure did.
What watch you bought? You didn't see that watch you bought? It's like a $100,000 watch. What kind of watch is that? An Audemars?
No, I got a Patek Philippe in there.
A Patek Philippe? I used to have, okay.
You know my ears cost a little $20,000. But I got But you know, I'm a rapper now. I have to do it.
There you go.
Like,
you
know,
so where do you keep the watch when you don't wear it?
Huh? In the safe.
Okay.
What are you going to tell me?
Why was that?
I'm trying to figure out when, like, do you wear it all the time? You wear it sometimes?
Oh, no, I don't wear it all the time because it's just like, I'm a girl. I might get robbed and knocked out. They're only a special occasions and when it matches and this and that. And you know I'm getting my chain made, so I'm going to wear it when I get my chain in here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Tell the name of the mixtape again.
The mixtape is out today. It's called Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 2. And even if you're not a gangster, I want a girl from the Valley in California to feel like a girl from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. There we go.
That's what it's about. It's about a feeling.
Yeah.
Now, you're dating men or women now?
I always date men. I have fun with women. Like,
okay.
You ready to have some? You're not ready to have no kids yet, right?
I always daydream about having kids, but I have to like complete my goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna complete my goal first, but I really do want to have kids.
Your breasts are ready for feeding.
I mean, I can't feed them silicone. You know what I'm saying?
Are you liking being single now? With your fame now, because you've had a boyfriend for so long.
We don't know.
I am single, but I just don't feel like it's like. like a single that is like, I gotta explore type of single. Like, I just still feel like the same.
You're having fun.
It's just like, he's been in jail this whole time, and I still talk to him. It's just like, ain't no really difference.
Now, when you were here last time, you talked about your implants, yeah. Your ass implants. Do you ever feel like you might get them removed? Because you said you know if they're going to kill you or not.
They're not implants. They're ass shots.
Ass shots.
You can't get those removed.
I don't think you can remove them.
You can't take them out. Got you.
Yep.
Because we want you to be here for a long time, Cardi.
She's like, well.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cardi B. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Troy Ave.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Troy Ave's lawyer has released a statement on behalf of Troy Ave after Taxstone got arrested. And that was all for the deadly shooting that happened at a T.I. concert last May. Now, according to Troy Ave's lawyer, he said, I view the charges brought today before the SDNY as a positive step in the direction of true justice for what occurred at Irving Plaza that night. As we have said, since May 26, 2016, Roland Collins, who was Troy Ave, did not enter Irving Plaza with a handgun the night of the T.I. concert. He was not responsible for the four shots fired inside the green room that took the life of his dear friend, Ronald McFadder, and caused injury to him and two other innocent bystanders. All right, now Troy Ave is still facing up to 40 years in state prison on the attempted murder charge, so we will see what happens. If you recall, Troy Ave had put out that mixtape, and he proclaimed his innocence on there as well.
Locked in the jail, but I'm gonna get free. I wear icy gold chains, can't no brass break me. Tried to assassinate me, I took the gun from him and turned the tables round like a G. R.I.P. my real begin to B-A-N-G. Couldn't make your funeral, but I heard that you was free. I'm innocent. Unless he charging me with being real from the very beginning, I'm innocent.
Terrible situation all the way around.
Yeah, very horrible.
But if you're going to put that in the rap, you might as well give a statement to the police.
He didn't say who did it or what the action was. He just said somebody tried to
shoot me. But I'm just saying, if you're going to say it in the rap, like, you know, might as well say it in a statement.
Nah, that's a totally different thing.
But I terrible situation all the way around, man. Three people's lives were changed that night forever. Rest in peace to Banger. Troy Ave is still recovering. Get well to Troy Ave and hold your head, Tax.
All right, now ABC is looking to do a spinoff of Black-ish, and that would be starring Yara Shahidi, Black-ish co-star. By the way, I love that Yara. She's great. Did you recently see when she did the Sade picture where it was her looking like Sade?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, she looked just like Sade, if you guys have a chance to see that. But she's a brilliant young woman, and they're saying
That'll be ill. What are they going to do? What's the spinoff? If it's what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking? I just want
to
hear.
Her going off to college?
Yes.
Oh, drop on the clues bomb for that. Amazing
Her character,
idea.
Zoe Johnson in college.
Amazing.
And so hopefully this does happen.
I was on Netflix the other day watching A Different World, like just watching different seasons of Different World. I'm like, yo, this would be so dope to see this setting now.
Right.
And Black-ish could do it with that spinoff.
Well, that spinoff is still in the very early stages. There's no script yet, no deal in place.
Great idea.
So sources are saying just it's very, very early stages, but they're saying that Black-ish showrunner Larry Wilmore will be wanting to introduce this. And, of course, this will be executive produced by Kenya Barrett.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm. Different World was one of the reasons I wanted to go to Hampton University. It was based on the whole Hampton and everything with Hampton University, the way it was set up, the grill, everything.
Different World was the reason I wanted to have sex with college girls.
It didn't make you want to go to college. You just went, you know.
No, I didn't go to college.
Get it, yeah.
I didn't. Graduated at night school. 12th
All right.
Grade. Drop on the clues bombs for me.
Don't you dare.
Because I'm special. Drop on the clues bombs for me.
Definitely special.
What the hell's wrong with you?
You're special.
All right. There's going to be a Sammy Davis Jr. movie also. Now, that movie is going to be actually produced by a team that's led by Lionel Richie. So that should be interesting, and it will be based on Sammy Davis Jr.'s memoirs, Yes, I Can, the story of Sammy Davis Jr. Mm. You know, he started off, he was born in Harlem, his parents were vaudeville dancers, and then he joined the Rat Pack, if you guys remember, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Joey Bishop, and Peter Lawford. So
bunch of snitches.
Wow. And speaking
of movies.
I don't know if
they were snitches, they just called the Rat Pack.
Oh, I was like, what?
Called the Rat Pack, you know, I don't know.
So it turns out that Michelle and President Barack Obama's daughter, Malia Obama, has already gotten herself an internship, and she'll be working for Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. Now, if you remember, last year she interned on Girls, HBO's show Girls, with Lena Dunham, and now she's going to be working with Harvey Weinstein. So that's a huge deal for her.
Right. Absolutely.
He's a humongous Hollywood producer. We know him for starting Miramax. Mm-hmm. And he's also produced movies like, he produced Shakespeare in Love. He has 7 Tony Awards because he did musicals on Broadway. He did Pulp Fiction, Sex, Lies, and Videotape, The Crying Game, Clerks, a whole lot of movies.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heel.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 20th. It is the 20th, right? Goes to U.S. broadcaster Doug Adler. Now, Doug Adler has not gotten the memo that we right now are in one of the most racially tense times that I can remember. Very racially sensitive time. Everybody's senses are heightened when it comes to everything. Anything that could remotely be offensive, not just with race, but with sexuality, gender, religion. Everybody just waiting to point out some random act of racism. Even if it's not really racism, but could be misconstrued as racism, okay? People are just waiting for someone to slip up, and Doug Adler is the latest victim, okay? See, Doug Adler was commentating the second round of the Australian Open, and it was Queen Venus Williams versus Switzerland's Stephanie Vogel. Doug Adler was commentating, and he said this.
She misses a first serve, and Venus is all over her. Ah! And you'll see Venus move in and put the gorilla effect on, charging.
Doug said Venus moved in and put the gorilla effect on. He said gorilla effect like it's a Snapchat filter, like she had the gorilla face when she moved in. Viewers watching quickly went in on Doug via social media, and tennis journalist Ben, that can't be this man's name. His name ain't Ben Rothenberg. Ain't that the quarterback?
Roethlisberger?
Oh, you're right. Okay.
I knew that.
I thought that was the alleged rapist quarterback. All right. Ben Rothenberger. He called it appalling stuff. Okay. Now, Doug Adler said he didn't mean it like gorilla, G-O-R-I-L-L-A, the animal. He meant it like gorilla, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A, like warfare.
G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A, okay? Right.
It is a difference, you know, but a report on ESPN's website said because the words gorilla and gorilla are pronounced similarly, it's the same. It's impossible to say for certain which word Doug Adler spoke, okay? Message to all white people, when referring to African Americans, stay away from calling them any type of primate. Let me hear it one more time. Let me hear this one more time. I just want people to be clear about what Doug Adler said.
She misses a first serve and Venus is all over her. Ah! And you'll see Venus move in and put the gorilla effect on, charging.
Now, first of all, does anybody in this room think that was wrong?
It sounded wrong.
It sounded wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, message to all white people.
Gorilla's like guerrilla warfare is what he meant. Yeah, but I don't know that I would have used it in that particular context.
Yeah. Message to all white people. This is for your own safety and for your own well-being. Okay. Just stay away from calling, you know, black people any type of primate. Okay. That is the monkey memo. All right. Teachers, don't see a bunch of black kids in the hall at school and tell them stop monkeying around. If you see a black person with a burden or a problem, don't tell him he has to get the monkey off his back. All you white people who just got familiar with the Migos after Donald Glover saluted them at the Golden Globes, if Quavo from the Migos decides to go solo and Offset and Takeoff decide to continue the Migos as a duo, please, white people, don't say one monkey don't stop no show. Don't tell your black friends they put a monkey wrench in your plans if y'all had something to do and they decide not to show up. White people, if you in the club and the DJ decided to take it back and play Too Short and Little John, shake that monkey. Don't make eye contact with a black woman in the club and start singing that song to her. No, 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 no. It won't end well for you. You will end up like Doug Adler, who has since apologized and has been removed from his remaining assignments with ESPN. All because 59-year-old Doug Adler didn't get the monkey memo.
Damn it, man.
And the monkey memo was simple. It's simple. Don't When the memo, when the monkey memo goes out, it should say don't in big capital letters, D-O-N-T, refer to a black person as a primate.
Remember the controversy during the year of the monkey, the Chinese New Year? Where they had the year of the monkey shirts.
I do remember that.
Remember that? Yes. NBA game.
Hey, hey. I just told y'all about the monkey memo.
By the way, the year of the rooster's coming up.
Don't, in capital letters, refer to a black person as a primate. Okay? Please give Doug Adler the biggest hee-haw.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
All right.
It can get tricky with that year of the rooster thing, too.
Why?
Like, you know, if you know any black people that's born in the year of the rooster, don't tell them this is your year because it's the year of the rooster. What you mean, rooster, like a chicken? Why? Don't you don't do it.
No, so a rooster is more like a cock.
So now you call them black people...
What?
Dick Tracy's now?
Like cockfighting.
Are you calling black people Dick Cheney's now? Huh? Is that what you're doing?
What does that have to do with anything?
All right,
did you just call black people penises, Angela Yee? Wow.
No, it's, what does it have to do? It's the year of the rooster. Wow. Some people call it the year of the cock.
Wow. Okay. All right.
It's good news for some people.
Well.
You're going to have a fortunate year.
Well. All right, when we come back, thank you for that dog of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Gary V will be joining.
Come on.
Ho! That was Pharrell with Frontin'. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
My favorite corporate thug motivator, baby.
Gary V. Good morning.
Gary Vaynerchuk is here.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Good to see you guys again. Say it how you want, as long as you say it.
There you go.
Now, in this post-Trump society, Gary, yes, everybody's talking about economic empowerment. They're like, F government, we just got to get this money. You've been on that forever.
I have.
How do you feel?
I feel happy. I feel happy that people, you know, listen, if that's the truth, and I don't know if I've really seen it exactly like that, but if people really are like, hey, let me do it my way, like, you know, to me, Bernie Sanders was the scariest of everybody, because when I looked at all the data on social media of like what people were saying, they thought Uncle Bernie was going to help them. Mm-hmm. You know, right. So to me, if that's true, you know, there's a lot of social things that aren't good with what happened there for a lot of people. But if that's true, if anything comes of this, if people really step back and say, regardless, it's on me, not the government, that would be a massive home run for that person and this country.
You posted it on Instagram, I think it was this morning. If you want something, you do it.
My big thing to that is it's a reaction to the comments I'm getting on Instagram, which is, I don't know, like just four sentences about something I said of why not or why they can't. And when I say just do it, again, I hate being motivational. I'm practical. You did a real favor for me, my man. You helped a lot of people the last time I was here, Envy. A lot.
No, you helped a lot of people.
No, you did. And I'll tell you why. And I'm giving you this because you deserve it. Because you did your job real well. We were here doing this, starting off just like this, and it felt real good. I got goosebumps. Make sure he knows. I'm really happy because it really means a lot to me what you did, because I've been living it for, I don't know if it's been 6 months, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, cool, Gary V, you're a funny guy. Give me something practical.
Right.
And you put me, you dictated as the architect of this opportunity and put me in a good place where I was like, cool. You know, I was happy because I'm like, look, I'm practical. So I got something. Mm-hmm. I'm not just out here putting out quotes. And so I started talking about this whole eBay thing, mm-hmm. go to the dollar store, go garage sailing. Then, you know, and I saw like people would keep
people
bringing
are doing
it up.
Yeah, they hit me too.
And now they're really doing it. So then I got really hype on it. Then I put out this video about it. Like, let's make $20,000. Like at 2017, I said, let's make $20,000.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know if you're seeing, it seems like you're seeing it too, Sean. I don't know if you're like,
absolutely.
Like people that don't have money are like, wait a minute, I had $20, now I have $300. Or the other thing, which is a lot of people just have stuff in their house, even the lowest income. America's rich as a whole. You got stuff in your house.
The funny thing about that is, you know, the problem with me is I invest a lot in anything I could possibly put my money into that I like, that I'm into.
Good.
And people always ask me, what can I invest in? A lot of things that I invest in are expensive, so I can't tell. So when you came up here, it was great because you're telling people go to the dollar store and now there are no excuses. But that changed my mind so much. The other day, Angela Yee was showing me a property she's looking at and she's showing me inside the property and I'm not even looking at the space. I'm like, yo, Angela Yee, we can flip that barber chair that they got in there, right? I was like, yo, we can flip that. She was like, Envy, that's not my stuff. They have to take it. I'm like, nah, we want that stuff. You know, because that's how I think now. Every little thing that I look at, whether it's sneakers, liquor, shoes, I think about...
You can make money off of it.
Make money off of it.
No, but I was showing him a space that I was opening up a business in, but I don't own the space. I'm just trying to find a place, you know, to set something up. And they have all this junk in there that they have to take out
not
of
junk.
There.
But it's not junk.
But it's not mine. It's,
not
it's their stuff. So
it's
they are going
to...
Yeah, it's not my
they
stuff.
Records, barbers,
I met a guy who, that's what he does. It's this dude named Mitch. Mm-hmm. He's in Jersey. And that's literally what he does. Like, he'll go in, like, old arenas, old houses, find artifacts, and be making tons
Guys,
of money off
you know how many people have... Everybody has advantages and disadvantages.
Right.
So you may not have money... But you might have flavor, swag, style. So you could go to a garage sale and go, okay, that's fly, buy it for a dollar, and then sell it on Etsy for $35. On eBay, it might go for $7. Because right. eBay's like Walmart.
Right.
But Etsy's like a shop in Brooklyn that's trendy. So you could put that on Etsy for $35. Everybody, like everybody's got something. The problem is everybody wants to be two or three things. I want to invent Instagram.
Right.
I want to be LeBron. Right,
you know,
I
want to
be Chance the Rapper. Like, everybody wants to be something, and that's great, and that's fine. But my big thing is put yourself in the best position to succeed to do that. And the biggest thing, is learning how to sell something, learning how to flip, learning how to make money for yourself outside of a job. That just compounds itself because kids get greedy. I'm watching real careful. I'm getting no sleep right now because I'm staying up to 1-2 o'clock in my Instagram watching, clicking their account. You know, they're talking. So mm-hmm. I go and see if they are. I look at their account, but they're not really. They're just, I look at what, you know, you can see what people do, right? So this guy's like, I'm hustling. I look at his account for the last 12 hours. All he's doing is double tapping, liking booty chicks. Right. Well, this guy's not hustling, you know? And so like, you know, things
unless
like that.
Unless he's looking at girls to put on the street to sell.
And he may be doing that or doing shout out deals. Like there's things to be done, mm-hmm. but I mean, I don't know. I was excited about this morning because I was like, it's been such an impact. And these are, I'm getting like, you know, I'm homeless, but I got a phone and I made $400 and now I got right. a place to stay. Like there's real money out there. And instead of complaining why you got passed over and didn't get a raise or why the system's broken or why Obama's bad or why Trump is bad or why this and that, if you just do, back to the way you set up the question, if you just worked, like if you just realized instead of playing 4 hours of, you know, NBA 2K, instead of listening to the same album 14 times in a row and just, you know, chilling, like you, and actually went out and hustled and sold stuff and posted. Amount of people that didn't even, like, people were hitting me up on Twitter and Instagram saying things like, I don't know how to do it. And I was like, Google it.
Good hell.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got Gary V in the building. Like, you know what, my son, which made me proud, I talked about it before, I think maybe after
you that's why I asked you on the way in.
Yeah, like, you know, he made me so proud to what he was doing because as a kid, most of us as kids, we're not taught how to be entrepreneurs. We're taught to work for 30 years of our life, retire, and live off our retirement. So for him, since I invest and I try to make sure that mm-hmm. the family's taken care of, he was doing the Madden thing where he was getting coins and selling the coins and reflipping phones. But now it's like I have him in a dollar store buying things, flipping it, but not just flipping it on eBay, but he's flipping it in school. Like he'll go there in a dollar store and buy a whole case of Capri Suns, and it might have only cost him $3, and he's selling it for $1 each, and it might be a case of 6, and he's coming home with money. And I'm like, even though it's not astronomical large money that's gonna put him
don't
in retirement,
downplay
but
it
it's just
that's
a
don't
start.
Downplay
that's
it that's how
point.
I started yep. I'm gonna buy the New York Jets for $4 billion, and it started by flipping stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
like pencils, like blow pops, like baseball cards.
Bottle water. Those guys would be selling a bottle of water on the street and they buy that case and they sell.
And now we know, and all of us know this, and definitely the demo, you know, like sneakers.
Right.
Kids are making money.
Kids are making millions.
That guy Ben made $1 million last year selling sneakers.
Of course. And when you have somebody like Khaled explode on Snapchat and give you love, and he built the brand and he ran with it, but he was actually doing it before.
Yep.
You know, like that's the other thing. You can't just be Instagram famous. You got, like, that's not enough. Like, everybody's just trying to get, you know, everybody's hitting me up on DM, hit me, give me a shout. That's not enough. You gotta,
people don't have, they don't have the drive. They don't have the drive to wait online for 8 hours and buy them sneakers for $200 and sell it for $1,000. They don't have the drive. They say they have it, but they really don't.
People aren't backing up their mouth. People have got big ambitions. You talk a lot of things. You got those quotes on Instagram, but you don't put in the work. And I totally agree with you. And guess what? That's why I don't feel bad. Like, it's hard to feel bad.
If you're not going hard and working really hard to get something, why would I feel bad that it's not happening?
I do feel bad a little bit. People hit me all the time.
We all got the same 24 hours in a day.
Because I always tell people this, too. I'm like, listen, if you work hard, you'll get rewarded for that. And I do feel like sometimes people expect certain things to happen. But I'm like, but you're not even out there going hard trying to make it happen.
Entitlement.
And the thing is, look, I'm not naive to, like, disadvantages and things of that nature. When I say I don't feel bad, I'm sitting here spending ungodly amounts of time, my time, that's valuable to me. From forget about money, family, like little rest here somewhere, you know, and I'm putting out content and I'm answering questions and I'm giving it to you. But if you don't take it, it's free. I'm not selling $1,000 ebooks. There's no bull $500 course like some of these other on Instagram. This is free.
Right.
I'm giving it to you for free. This is real education.
People would rather count your money than actually try to say, I want to do what he's doing. They'd rather count your money and be like, how is he doing this? Instead of breaking down and be like, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. They'd rather count and say you're doing it legally, illegally.
Or you got lucky.
But they shouldn't do that either. Like,
they do that with me all the time.
If you make $1,000 a week, be happy with your $1,000 a week. Don't look at the next person and say, well, he's making 10.
Gratitude is an unlocker. Mm-hmm. My man. Just 400 trillion to one. I just want everybody to hear this. This is the reason I'm happy 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life. 400 trillion to one, the odds of becoming a human being. You might not like the human being situation you ended up in, but let me tell you this. Your mom might have grabbed another glass of wine and you never would have been. I mean, 400 trillion to one. You're more likely to win the lottery of over $100 million 9 times in your life than being Rick.
And that's why I tell people it's a privilege to be here.
And of course, everybody's going to say, well, I'm not the privilege. Well, that's the thing, right? Like, I'm not born in America. I'm an immigrant. I'm black. I'm a girl. You know, there's ceilings. And I hate talking about this type as a white man because I get it. I get it. But it doesn't change tomorrow. You leaving a comment on Instagram, easy for you to say, white boy, doesn't change your
Right.
It doesn't change your
Now, how far are you from buying the Jets?
I think I'm very far and very close. So let me explain.
Okay.
I love patience. I got a lot of things in place on third base that I haven't cashed in on. There's a lot of things I can do if tomorrow it has to happen. Call in all those favors, cash in all those chips, sell all the my company just did a huge transaction. That valued the company at a $400 million valuation. That puts my net worth at $200 million of what I own of that. I've got all this paper money on Facebook. I can cash it all in. It's on the stock market. I've got private money in Uber and other things that I can convert to somebody else. I've got pieces, but Woody's not selling. And the truth is, I don't have the $2.7 billion. I'm nowhere close to that. Mm-hmm. Now, and I don't want to go round up a lot of people to be a partner. I want to run I need to win a Super Bowl. So the good news is, he's still young. He's, you know, I wish him health every single day. Mm-hmm. I need about another, I would love to have another 15 to 20 years to make the play. But the truth is, Emmy, the journey to try to buy them, that's the game.
That's the game.
It's the process. You know,
that's how I feel.
Last night, Richie South and
I see it in your eyes
and
when
Boyd,
you say that.
We go to the studio, right? You know what I love? You know why I love hip hop the most? Because people that are really in it, they work. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in corporate America. I'm in Silicon Valley. Actually, that's why I fell in love with Silicon Valley. Those nerds, they worked like my hip-hop friends did. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait a minute, these kids are coding at 2 in the morning? Mm. Right? Like, going in the studio last night in Midtown at 12 and watching everybody work, they've east work. He's working. They're working.
Oh, you were there with Young Berg and everybody?
I was with Berg last night. He was on the show with you, right?
Yeah.
And you know why?
It's funny.
It motivates me. Because in corporate America, when I go sit with CMOs and CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, they don't work like this. They're done at 6.
That's interesting, though, because you have the type of money that most rappers would probably be like, you know what, I'm going to relax. Hip-hop guys work so hard because that's probably their only opportunity to make anything. Like, really, really make something.
The ones that are, and by the way, corporate America people are like that. Other people are like that. This is not a race or a genre thing. Mm-hmm. Most people want to get to a certain place and they work to be able to enjoy and relax. There's a small group that works for the game.
I work for the game. Yeah, that's who I am.
I want all-time legacy. I want people watching this in 2059. What's up, Jeremiah? That's my great great grandson. You know, like that's what I want. I want all time legacy. That's what I want. The reason, by the way, the reason I'm nice and giving away all my best content on Instagram and stuff, it's not because I'm Mother Teresa. It's because I want the leverage of being that guy.
All right, we got more with Gary Vee when we come back. Keep it locked, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, baby. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. On this Friday, we're talking to Gary Vee. Charlamagne?
It's so funny how people act like entrepreneurship is such a strange thing, but we've constantly seen it our whole lives, whether it was somebody setting up a lemonade stand.
Hustle. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody's been hustling always. You've always had that guy. My big thing, and again, this cross-section of music, art, culture, hip-hop, is the skill set
right.
that it takes to be the cliche athlete and artist deployed against practical business makes 7 out of 10 kids have a great life versus 1 out of 10 million. Mm. And I'm gonna speak to that practicality to the day I die. Mm. Because that fire, that hustle, to be in the studio, to take 10,000 shots, you deploy some of that fire in your stomach against that world, and that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited that entrepreneurship is cool. I'm excited that all these athletes and hip-hop artists are talking more about business, because now a 13-year-old kid that looks up to those two is like, wait a minute, I should be a business person, and they are making money instead of thinking, I mean, you know, you can be practical with entrepreneurship. Here's why. If you're a really good basketball player, mm-hmm. like real, real good, mm-hmm. but not NBA good, you lost. Mm-hmm. You could have went to college on a scholarship. You could have played in China for a year. And then you're 29 and you're making $41,000 working at an NBA camp. But if you had that same talent and deployed it to like business and selling stuff, you're making $380,000 a year. Mm. And so like there's a practicality in what I'm talking about. This isn't rah-rah, go on my Instagram and I'm saying, fucking do it. This is real.
There you have it.
And nobody gives a fuck about your feelings.
You love that one.
I
right?
love it.
because we all have problems, and everybody's worried about their problems.
No, you're right.
Right?
You know, Gary Vee scares me because the things that he say, I agree with
right.
so much.
Yeah, you know, another thing people say, they always say things like, oh, y'all agree with Gary, but y'all didn't agree with Dame
Dash.
A
Birdman.
No, Dame,
oh, no
Dash.
Dame Dash. Dame Dash.
It's not that I didn't agree with Dame Dash. I just don't think that you should tell somebody not to have a job.
Because, I didn't agree with Dame
because
Dash.
Working a job is what can lead you to
that's exactly
being independent.
What I was saying.
Right, let me say this. I apologize to interrupt, but this is a big one. I think it's great to have a job. As a matter of fact, here's a big strategy. I think if this flipping, like if you get this flipping thing going, let's say you taste it and you like, by the way, a lot of people like it. It's the thrill of the hunt.
Right.
By the way, this is a true story. I get way more off I'm going to a garage sale, finding something for a dollar and selling and knowing it's worth $100 and buying it and closing a $5 million deal with VaynerMedia. It's not even close. The corporate America thing is like, yeah, you know, like it's not even close. Mm-hmm. So once you, let's say you love it and let's say you're a receptionist making $51,000 a year. I recommend trying to, but let's say the place makes you work on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, or you work retail. That's perfect. You're a manager at retail and you're making $49,000 a year. But you got good at this flipping game. I got a real practical thing. As you're building that, and you're like, wait a minute, I can do this, but I'm making a couple thousand a year, then 10,000 next year, then 20,000 this year. Like, whoa, you need to then take your job, and instead of making 47 at retail, go get an office job, make 39, because you lost 8, but you got your weekends, which makes you go from 10 to 40,000. Like, you need to be crafty. Mm-hmm. Everything works. You need to be practical. And the other thing you need to know is if you're hungry, if you want a better life, 7 p.m. to 2 in the morning is available. Mm-hmm. I'm real, real successful. But I want to go see and network with Ferg and Davies. Like, you know why? Because I'm still hungry.
Right.
And at midnight last night in Times Square, I'll go do it.
And that's not like,
I didn't get it. We didn't do a selfie shout out. There was no return on the investment. He's not the biggest artist in the game. Mm-hmm. This was another handshake, brick by brick, brick by brick. Right. You guys, let me flip this. The script completely. You guys have something very, very real here. You guys have something very real here. You have a lot of attention, a lot of people listening to you, and you guys are spitting real stuff. And I don't know how you guys program guests, but if there's anything I can do, I think you guys have to continue to pound down this practicality. And it's not like you guys are doing practical self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody here saying you can do it. You don't bring in the author of The Secret that says if you fucking think it, it happens.
Rhonda Byrne, I do agree with that, though.
You think that if you think it, it'll just happen.
With action.
Okay, thank you. That's
with
fine.
Yeah, with
that's
action. Fine.
By the way, as you know, 99.7% of people listening right now think it's cool to just lay down on the couch and be like, I'm going to get a yacht.
No, it's not.
So, good, fine. Then I agree with that as well. But there is so much momentum to what you're doing. I was with Pittman at CES. We were doing a business deal. I spent all my time about you three. I was like, listen, there's something very real about this. You need to fucking do more for them. Like, this is real.
Thank you,
this
Gary.
Is, I'm being dead.
Thank you. We definitely appreciate
I'm telling
that.
You, listen.
Just with chairs. We need some new chairs. Some lights in here.
You know how far that goes.
For everybody that listens to this and goes and makes 10K on eBay flips, if you find some good chairs, send three over here.
Kevin Hart was supposed to buy our chairs. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, I'm going to say this. I'm on every TV show. Every social media platform, I'm on everything, and there's something really special here. You've really motivated me on this platform. Like, can we just answer people's real questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we can do an Ask Gary Vee anytime.
Oh yeah, that'd be a good. I already know how we can do it.
Yeah, next time you come up here, we'll do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I love it. Great. All right. Thank you.